just sort of depleted the population on the game birds, and the not well, the fishing is getting where everybody wants to go now, and crowding the launching ramps and everything. In fact, I had a nice boat myself, and I sold it because I didn't use it enough, really.
What did people go fishing in? What they call those little boats they were fishing in?
Well, they used them little pirogues over in Louisiana, and we didn't see too many of them here, though, because this canal here gets pretty raunchy at times, right? When the tide, you know, and stuff. Over in Louisiana, we go hunting in the mud boats, and that's the inboard engine, flat bottom, and it runs in shallow water, and it takes you right to the blinds in those boats. But those P-Roads, we never use them too much here.
Now, about your house, what was it? It was always made like this, you said. What about other buildings that you had around the house? When you bought the farm, did he have other?
Well, now, when he was farming, we moved about 4 miles down the 87 highway toward Galveston, see. And there was another house there. In fact, it belonged to Miss. The lady, Miss' sister, she owned that property now, and we lived there about 2 years. And my father had a black man farming for him, and he raised some beautiful watermelons and cotton and corn. It you could raise most anything here, really.
Yeah. But this was and how did he plow with?
Well, he had a pair of mules.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever do that, or you know folks?
No. I know some folks that did it, but I never did do it. But because that was, you know, I was just a little small boy at the time when we were out there. But I seen them taking old turning plows and a pair of mules and plow up a bunch of land.
Yeah.
I never did do that. It was before my time, really.
But you had a place where you would keep the animals?
Oh, yeah.
You remember raising your own
food? Oh, yeah. And now I had, in fact, right here at this place right here, before it got so thickly populated around here, I had 6 horses that I owned myself. And I used to ride, work cattle with them, they had hundreds of heads of cattle down here. We'd drive them down the highway back up toward Beaumont for summer, and then bring them back down here in the winter. You see, get them out of the bugs, and then the grass was good in the winter here. And then we'd move them out of Beaumont over there toward Finette, and we'd drive them right down the highway. Sometimes 600-800 head of cattle at one time.
Yeah.
So I stayed in the saddle a lot of times from daylight to dark when I was a young boy.
What kind of horses did you have?
Well, they weren't any, they were adapted to this country. They were regular marsh horses, what we call them. They could walk, they could move in that marsh. That's what we needed. These registered horses, they wouldn't make it here. And we didn't fool with them, but we just raised, and I mean some pretty horses, but they could take that marsh, and that's what we wanted them for.
The land, there's salt water out there, right?
Right. Well, it's salt water comes.